now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
For generations, the nation has relied upon family members to keep aging loved ones in their homes and to supply needed care. But today, many Americans are growing older without family nearby, resulting in an unprecedented caregiving crunch. As indicated by writer Claire Ansberry, the caregiving crunch comes at a time when many Americans reaching retirement age are in a financial squeeze not experienced by certain prior generations. Many suffer high average debt, some of which was incurred while taking care of their own aging parents. Today, more than 34 million people provide unpaid care to those 50 years old or older. These caregivers, about 95% of which are family members, have long represented the backbone of the nation's long-term care system. They provide an estimated $500 billion worth of free care each year, three times Medicaid's professional long-term care spending. These caregivers help keep people out of costly institutions, as indicated by a 2017 Merrill Lynch study. But the supply of caregivers is shrinking just when the nation requires them most. Each day, 10,000 people turn 65. In 2020, there will be 56 million people 65 and older, up from 40 million in 2010. Meanwhile, the ratio of caregivers to care recipients peaked in 2010 and has been falling ever since, in part because families have been having fewer children and older adults are more likely to have never married or to be divorced. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Ani Bon Basu.